Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. There's plenty of summer left and plenty of summer music as well, and there's a lot of it coming up very soon. And let's start with some favorites. NRBQ.
Oh, old-time favorites, yeah. They've been around for, I don't know, 120 years now, I think. And they've gone through so many different incarnations in their career. But and Terry Adams is at keyboards, the only original member that's still left. But it really does amaze me how much they've managed to maintain that sort of classic NRBQ sound. They're going to be playing down in Hudson at the inaugural Hudson Summer Fest at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park on Saturday, August 19th. And it sounds like a pretty cool festival. It's going to be NRBQ and a lot of other music. Two Blue, Zola Boys, Matchstick Architects, Black Mountain Symphony. But there's also going to be like the Bindlestiff Family Circus. And there's going to be readings by a number of greater Nippertown authors as well. So it sounds like a pretty interesting event. And NRBQ, of course, is always the one and only NRBQ. So let's listen to the one and only from their album, We Travel the Spaceways, recorded live at the Bearsville Theater down in Woodstock.
NRBQ will be playing at the Hudson Summerfest at Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson. That's on Saturday, August 19th. Now, here's a song title I don't think Sinatra ever tried with his band or Nelson Riddle.
Uh-huh.
My birdcage needs a new paper because my parakeets already read the one that's in there.
I picked this track, of course, just for you, Brian.
Thank you.
Because I know how much you enjoy that. Yes, that's a tune. Let's just call it My Birdcage for short.
And in the hands of Tony Triska, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Right. It's a tune that sort of shows you where Tony Triska's come from, where he's going, where he's at. And that was actually from his, I believe it was his debut solo album, Bluegrass Light from like 1973, I think. Tony Triska is a banjo player, for those who don't know, and an exceptional banjo player. He was Bela Fleck's teacher for some time. Really quite an amazing guy who, like Bela Fleck, has pushed the banjo way beyond its norm. And he's going to be playing over in Pittsfield at the Hancock Shaker Village. They have a concert series going over, an inaugural concert series going on this summer. And I think that's really going to be a marvelous show. Tony Triska, Moonshine Hauer, is going to open the show and give you a taste of what you might expect, but don't expect anything because you never know what you're going to get from Tony. It's My Birdcage Needs a New Paper because my parakeets already read the one that's in there.
Tony Triska will be playing at the Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield Saturday, August 19th. Now, if you take Mexican wrestlers and mix them with the Ventures, what do you get?
You get Los Straitjackets, of course.
Of course.
They've been semi-regulars around here. Their guitar hero, Eddie Angel, is a Rensselaer native. So they managed to make a stop here on a semi-regular basis. The last time Eddie was in town, he was playing guitar in Gary Talent's band, Gary Talent from the E Street Band. And this time he's, you know, bringing his Los Straitjackets band with him, and they'll be wearing their Mexican wrestling masks, of course. And they're playing with Marshall Crenshaw at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton on Sunday, August 20th. They're doing some of their own stuff, and they're backing up Marshall on his stuff. So that should be very interesting. And then a couple of days later, on Tuesday, August 22nd, they're going to have a show of their own, no Marshall Crenshaw, at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy. So it's kind of a homecoming show for Eddie Angel. And they are, you know, you think, you always, when I think of Low Straight Jackets, I tend to think of the hot-wired twang, super twang instrumentals. But they do some really, really pretty stuff as well. And this is one of the songs that I really like of theirs that is really quite pretty. It's called Pacifica from the Viva Low Straight Jackets album.
Low Straight Jackets will be playing with Marshall Crenshaw at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton Sunday, the 20th of August, and two nights later, the 22nd on a Tuesday, at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy. The Mother Goose Jazz Band, See How They Run. Is that sort of a takeoff on the Beatles?
No, actually, it's a takeoff on Mother Goose, Three Blind Mice.
Oh, that's right. See How
See?
They Run.
See?
Oh, my God, you're right. Of course, the Beatles took it from Mother Goose.
They stole it. The
they
Beatles
did.
Stole it, yeah. The Mother Goose Jazz Band, led by saxophonist Josh Greenberg, has been around for quite some time, but they've been on hiatus for a number of years now, and He's just revived the band very recently. So he always has a great lineup of musicians, people that have played in the Mother Goose Jazz Band with him, included Lee Shaw and Nick Brignola, Laurel Massey, Chris Brubeck, Chuck DeLoya, I believe, is in the band now, in fact. And it's great. It's jazz. It's taking nursery rhymes and such, bringing in a hot instrumental jazz band and some kids to help out with the singing. So it's really a unique kind of mashup. And they do some really interesting stuff. They're playing at the free outdoor concert series at Brunswick Family Community Center in Troy, out on the lawn, hopefully, on Tuesday, August 29th. And here's from their, I think this might be their most recent album. It's called See How They Run. And here's a bit of Crooked Man.
There was a crooked man who walked a crooked mile. He found some crooked money and he moved along in style.
The Mother Goose Jazz Band will be at the Brunswick Family Community Center on the lawn outside. That's Tuesday, August 29th. That is in Troy, and it's for free. It's hard to believe. 38 years ago that Lowell George left us a little, much too early, in fact. But Little Feat's still going strong, and they'll be in Albany.
Yeah, they're coming back. They've been going strong for all these years. I mean, it's, I think, nearly 50 years together now.
Mm-hmm.
It seems kind of amazing. And there's still a core lineup of Paul Barrera and Bill Payne and Kenny Gradney, Sam Clayton, Fred Tackett, and Gabe Moore, I think, are a little more recent additions to the lineup. But they, again, like NRBQ, somehow managed to maintain a lot of that Little Feat sound that it seemed so unique at the time. Blend of funk and soul and rock and a little bit of everything. They're playing at the Eggs Heart Theater on Sunday, September 10th. And here, I picked so many tracks to pick from a band like that, but I picked Time Loves a Hero. It's just 40 years old now. It's the title track of the band's 1977 album.
Round the beaches.
Little Feet, that's Time Loves a Hero. 40 years old from the 77 album, Time Loves a Hero, but they'll be at the Egg Heart Theater Sunday, September the 10th. And one thing I know for sure is when the leaves start to turn color and the summer is just about over, Greg Hames will be joining us again for some early autumn music picks. Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, thank you very much.
So much coming up in the fall.